You're all familiar with Moore's Law. Moore's Law says computer power doubles, whatever it is, doubles every year and a half or 15 years. Silicon Valley is built on Moore's Law. I should know exactly what it is. Anyway, computer power doubles every 2 years. So how long can that go on? One of the things that's also starting to double is the cost of semiconductor fab is doubling about every 4 years. Now it costs $1 billion to make the fab line, and soon it will be $2 billion, $4 billion. Pretty soon, there won't be enough money in the whole world to build the next, Pentium 16 processor. We'll just have run out. And that means Moore's Law comes to an end. Okay, even regardless, not necessarily from lithography, not from, CAD tools, but simply from money, Moore's Law comes to an end at some point in about, within 10 to 20 years. So what's the way around that? Well, if we could do parallel processing well, or maybe if we could do ubiquitous computing well, if we didn't have to have all of the power in one place, but we could surround ourselves with lots of loosely cooperating processors, each of let's say Pentium Pro plus plus, P9 capabilities. That's kind of an escape route from the end of Moore's Law. We don't have to keep one processor really good, but we do have to understand how to sort of make them loosely cooperate, which is not what the Magic and Carol people did. Of course, that was very tightly, very nearly Cindy type processor. So I think absolutely doing multiprocessing of some sort, and we already are. And what's the internet after all? It's a giant loosely coupled, very hard to break, distributed computer that no one knew they were building, and there it is. And the internet is therefore kind of a model of how to do multi-computers in the future, at least one kind.